The volume of traffic through Dublin Port fell 3.3% in the first 9 months of the year, according to new figures released this morning, though container traffic at the port was down just 0.5%. The impact of Brexit can also be seen in the figures, with container and trailer traffic to and from Britain down 21.2% and traffic from continental ports up 36.3%. Eamon O'Reilly is Chief Executive of Dublin Port and he joins me on the line now. Eamon, that shift in traffic, is it an actual change in where the goods are coming from, or is it the same traffic but coming directly rather than over the UK land bridge?
Good morning, Adam. The same goods are coming in and out this year as were coming last year, but they're coming by different routes and to and from different locations. So what we've seen from our perspective is a very flat year, as you say, our containers and trailers down by just 0.5%, but I think a very remarkable shift in the makeup of that business, whereby before Brexit, about two-thirds of all of the containers and trailers were moving between Ireland and Britain. Now that's dropped to half. So our business is now 50-50 between Britain and the EU, and overall our volumes are flat, when we would have expected to see growth because of the economy improving. So I think what we're also seeing is a dislocation to Northern Irish ports from Dublin Port, which is going to be a permanent feature, I think, going forward.
Another change that you mention in the figures is a drop in the number of containers that are being accompanied by a driver. Why is that bad news?
It's bad news because if you think of the Port of Dover, the Port of Dover operates on a footprint or on a footprint of a postage stamp, and it has about 2 million, 2.5 million trailers moving in and out. And it can do that because every single one of them has a driver with the container or the trailer, and they simply drive off the ship and out the port gate. With a drop in the number of accompanied in Dublin Port, we now have a larger number of trailers sitting in the port for a period of time. And when trailers sit, that requires land, and land is the one thing that we're not flush with in Dublin Port.
We know there are ongoing issues in the global supply chain. You say you're seeing pressure and capacity. Yesterday, the Irish Times reported on a 20-fold increase in some Department of Agriculture checks on containers due to Brexit. Are you confident that Dublin Port won't become congested in the lead-up to Christmas?
I think there's two different issues there within your question. On the border controls are working remarkably effectively. So if you take a typical ferry coming in from the UK with maybe up to 100 trailers on it, less than 3 of them, on average, are being taken for some form of physical inspection of goods. So we're seeing absolutely no delays in the port because of border inspection checks. In fact, we see a lot of the facilities that Customs and Department of Agriculture put in being very lightly used. The international supply chain issues, I don't think we're going to see those in Ireland, because those are concentrated around the huge ports like Los Angeles is the most obvious example in the news, but also places like Rotterdam. The problems that happen there are happening with the really big ships that are never going to come into Dublin. And the problem effectively gets filtered at Rotterdam, and all of the goods come on the much smaller ships into Dublin. And we're not seeing and don't expect to see any of that congestion coming with those ships.
Briefly, you mentioned that dislocation of trade to Northern Ireland ports. We've also seen the likes of Rosslare and Cork becoming more popular as direct routes from continental Europe. Is growth going to be much harder for Dublin Port post-Brexit?
Not at all, no. The amount of volume that we've lost to the likes of Rosslare and Cork, it's tiny. It's in the fraction of a percentage in the case of Cork, and I'm estimating something like 2 or 3% in the case of Rosslare. So I think we're going to be treading water this year, Adam, and we're going to return to growth next year. I'm expecting by 2023 that Dublin Port's volumes will be back to the record levels we saw in 2019.
Okay. Eamon O'Reilly, Chief Executive of Dublin Port, thank you very much for that.